Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello everybody, this is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and thank you for listening. Every day we do a devotional series called the Suffer Well Devotional Series. And today's teaching and devotion is specifically about the idea of suffering. And the word is, do not tread on my suffering. That is the title of this devotional. So what I want to do is read the devotional, and then I will do a little teaching on it. But if you want to see any of these devotionals, you can go to the website sufferwell.org, and you can read them there. So I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to give you some scriptures about the idea of worrying and how our Creator uses worrying to build up character and build us up. But so many people, maybe with good intentions, actually try to keep people from Yahweh's blessings without realizing it. So let's look at what the scriptures are saying here. It says, are you so predictable that when I expose my suffering, you will tell me of all the others who have had it worse? Who are you to diminish my capacity to suffer? Did not our Messiah become perfected through his suffering? Hebrews 5:8-9. If my greatest dream is to being a father, could there be a worse suffering than losing a child? If a woman's deepest desire is to be faithful, a faithful wife, is there a suffering for her greater than an adulterous husband? The magnitude of suffering is relative to each individual, and suffering, like blessings, are always under the sovereign will of the Almighty. Lamentations 3:37-38. How can you declare that anyone can have it worse when you have never asked me what suffering means to me? You expect your words should bring comfort, like some garment you can throw over my suffering. I suspect you do this because you are not comfortable with suffering, and you do not acknowledge that Yahweh created suffering to bring hope. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with the Almighty through our Messiah Yeshua. Though whom also has access to faith unto this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of the Mighty One. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Romans 5:1-4. Don't you understand, when you take away the sustenance of my suffering, you take away my joyful reward? Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of the Almighty has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us. Romans 5:5. Your words of comfort actually inhibit my joy. You cannot find joy by easing suffering. You cannot find joy by embracing it. Or you can only find joy by embracing it. Stop assigning any meaning to suffering other than that what my Creator has intended. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1:2-4. If Yahweh tells me he will never give me more than I can handle, why do you tempt me to reject his promise? Why would you rescue me from my opportunities to be perfect and complete, lacking nothing? No trial has overtaken you that is not faced by others. And the Mighty One is faithful. He will not let you be tried beyond what you are able to bear. But with the trial, you will also provide a way out, so you may be able to endure it. Whatever pricked your conscience during the devotion needs to be fully explored. The natural man cannot handle Yahweh's truth about suffering and is quick to flee. Have you ever come face to face with these words of Yeshua in your own life, loved one? Do you desire to leave me? John 6:67. When you attempt to appease or alleviate the suffering of another, you are hindering their ability to be perfect and complete, as Yahweh commanded them to be. I will bear my cup, as it is just that, mine to bear. It is mine, and it was given to me. Please don't tread on my suffering. My hope is found in it. And the name of this devotion is Suffer Well. Suffer Well. And hopefully we have a clearer understanding of why, because some people ask us, why should we suffer well? Well, I'm telling you why. We just read it in a devotional series here. But there are those of you that are suffering, and I just want to remind you what the scriptures say about suffering and where to find strength during the suffering. I tell you right now that Yahweh has a plan for all of us. And part of that plan is to build us up and build up our character and build up our faith. And it's what suffering does. When we endure, it's what suffering does. For somebody who has cancer and overcomes it is a lot more stronger than somebody who's never had it. They're a lot more passionate about avoiding it. They're a lot more passionate about telling other people about it. And when we died and we deserved death and we were on death row and our Creator took that place and gave us Yeshua for that, it should build up our strength and our passion to let people know what He's done for us. For if we ever never went through that, we wouldn't have that passion in us to let others know about it. We have to find strength during our suffering, but we have to have faith. And faith is knowing that our Creator will never give us anything that we can't bear. We must understand the strengthening process of this suffering. Chastising and discipline are going to help build us and teach us the way, the truth, and the life. For we are responsible for many things, but our faith has to remain strong through the whole story, through the whole process. For if we give up and we leave Yahweh, we've left all our hope and our trust and our faith in everything. But we must find strength in our suffering, and it must not be from somebody's comforted words or somebody trying to tell us to flee from Yahweh. We must remember Job and Job's wife that tried to get him to curse Yahweh for all his afflictions. And Job said, even in my trials, I will not do something like that. He never left. The faith that he had was amazing during his suffering, and he's a great example for all of us. Many people don't understand or realize the book of Job. They don't read it enough. And look what he went through and what he endured. And we're all going through our own personal sufferings. Take it on as a joy that it's going to build up our character. Look to the scriptures for what the scriptures say to get us through. For the scriptures tell us that weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. No weeping, no joy. Yes. It is better to be in a house of mourning than the house of the party or something. That's what it says, right? So where do we find strength during our suffering? We have to remember always, that strength, that reassurance that Yahweh is our refuge and our strength and ever present to help in times of trouble. Psalms 46, verse 1 and 3. Therefore, we will not fear through the earth. Give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, through waters raw and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. We will not fear. We will not fear. We will not be dismayed. That's not going to help us in our situation. We will trust Yahweh, who is our strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe in all those times of suffering, Psalms 18:10. Nehemiah 8:10 says, do not grieve, for the joy of Yahweh is your strength. How many of you are making that strength today? How many of you during times of suffering are making him your high tower? Understanding and trusting that he says his wing will protect you. He will put you under it. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Going through the afflictions, going through the battles, he is there with us, doing with us, fighting for us. Exodus 15:2 says, Yahweh is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him. I will exalt him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's already done. We've already won. That's what we have to understand. Psalms 9 verses 9 and 10 says, Yahweh is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold for times of troubles. Psalms 34, 10 says, those who seek Yahweh lack no good thing. You see the test of what do we do during our suffering? Do we rely on man or do we take it to Yahweh in prayer? That's what we got to think about. Isaiah 26 verse 3 and 4 says, those of steadfast mind keep in peace. You keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust in Yahweh forever. For Yahweh, you are everlasting rock. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, seek Yahweh in his strength. Seek his presence continually. Continually. Don't let anyone let us take away from that suffering. And most of us don't even realize what suffering is. But oh, we'll find out, because Yahweh wants to build us all up. Most people don't understand about affliction. Most people don't understand about true suffering. Why we worry about these minor details in our lives, there are people suffering majorly around the world. And he will. He's building us up. Some of us aren't ready to suffer. Some of us aren't ready or strong enough and don't trust him enough and don't have enough faith in him to suffer. If some of us were tortured and afflicted like many people are around the world, we'd cave in so easily because of our weak walk with our Creator. And he's given us this grace period and this time to strengthen our walk, so when the suffering happens, we'll persevere. And we won't give up or give in. He's continually trying to build us up and strengthen us, where we could say, I've survived that, I could survive anything. But we haven't even tasted some of the things yet that people suffer from. And we could only be in awe that these people have been so strong where they won't back down. And this is what I say when I read the book, Fox's Books of Martyrs. I see people given a choice to denounce our Creator and live, or to stand strong in the faith and become a martyr. And it wasn't even a question for them. Was not even a question for them. They understood Psalms 32, 7 and 8 says, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Yes. Exodus 33, 14 says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. That rest that we seek, that we desire. Yahweh goes before us and he will be with you. And he will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31, 8. Yahweh is our refuge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the righteous cry for help, Yahweh hears and he rescues them from their troubles. It doesn't say he doesn't allow the troubles to happen, but it says he rescues you from your troubles. Isaiah 30 verse 15 says, in response and rest is your salvation, and the quietness is trust in your strength. So we must not fear man or man's ways, and not let man's threats bring us down, because we know Yahweh is where we find our strength. For it says in the scriptures, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am Yahweh your Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Your Savior, hallelujah. Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 3. How do we look at suffering? How do we deal with suffering? Man tries to get us with suffering. The enemy tries to destroy us and take us away from Yahweh with his suffering. But the name of the devotional and the understanding is suffer well. Suffer well to grow during that suffering, those times of trials. For it says in Luke 12, 25 to 26, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very thing, why do you worry about the rest? As long as we're living our righteous life, we have nothing to worry about, even during our suffering. Yahweh will pull us through. Remember Peter standing on the water. Only when he started to doubt did he start to sink. The man was standing on water when he was faithful and trusted Yahweh. How many of you are faithful and trusted in him that could do all things? But then when your doubt sinks in, you start to sink as well. And you start to worry and fear man and man's ways and man things. What about this? What happens if this happens in the gospel of the what ifs? No. We need the gospel of the thankfulness. Hallelujah. Counting our blessings, understanding how great Yahweh is, and trusting in His word at all times. At all times. And just taking it to Him. For it says in the scriptures in Philippians 4, 6, do not worry about anything, but in everything be in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And let your requests be known to Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Yeshua our Messiah. See, a lot of people don't understand how we could be calm during this time of trials. How could we do that? What's wrong with that person? I don't understand this. Well, the Bible says it will surpass all understanding. But He will be with us. Even our understanding. I don't know why He's letting us go through His suffering, but we know He has a plan. And His plan says it's for hope and not disaster. To give us a future and give us a hope. Let's be honest with each other. Many of us are suffering right now, and many of us will continue to suffer in life. But there's only two responses. Those that are weak in the faith that run. They run to choose the enemy in the fleshly ways. They submit to man, not to Yahweh. But then there are those that are strong in the faith, that have been built up and will not leave Yahweh. They trust Him. They trust that He'll carry them through those trials, and they're going to come through stronger than ever before. What side do you choose today? It says in the scriptures, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. I know Psalms 34 says, I sought Yahweh and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. What do you fear today? What's your biggest fear? Take it to Yahweh and thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Thank Him that you've overcome it already and you've already won. It says in Joshua 1 verse 9, be strong and courageous and do not be frightened or dismayed. For Yahweh your Elohim is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Wherever you go. He's near to us when we call on Him and we call on Him in truth. Even in our unrighteousness and our dirty, filthy lies, we can call on Him in repentance and He will be there for us. How much better for our righteous lives and seeking Him. Isaiah 12, 2 says, surely Yahweh is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. Yahweh is my strength, my song. He has become my salvation. Hallelujah. He gives us the strength and the power. He's the one that provides. He's the one that provides. When we call, He answers us. We need to set our sights on Him always, always. And during hard times that they come, He is with us through them all. And He'll be there on the other side of the trials. He'll be there with us during the trials. It says He's with us in the valleys and at the peaks of the mountains. But it's in the valleys where we're going to be strengthened. It's in the valleys where we're going to be stronger than ever before. We have all we need in Him. All we need in Him. And He gave us the great gift of Yeshua, our Messiah, to save us. To save us. Do we understand what the word Savior means? Yes, we're going to suffer pain. But it says in the Bible not to be discouraged. Not to be discouraged. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18 says, that's why we are not discouraged. No, even if the outwardly we are wearing out, inwardly we are being renewed each day and every day. This light, temporarily nature of our suffering is producing for us an everlasting weight of glory. Far beyond any comparison. Because we do not look for things that can be seen, but things that can be not seen. For things that can be seen are temporary, but things that cannot be seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18. Remember what it says. When you're in your worry and your fear, and you're thinking about man and the enemy's trying to tempt you. In Revelations 21, 4, it says, He will wipe away every tear from our eye, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And remember the greatest thing, if you take suffering out of the Bible, then you don't have Yeshua. Suffering is part of His Tori or history. Suffering is important in our lives. If you take all suffering out of the scriptures, you don't have the scriptures. You don't have the gospel. Remember, Yeshua suffered and He called us to suffer with Him so we could rise with Him. The greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts he's given us is his suffering that we could share in. But we don't understand this when we think with our fleshly minds. We try to run from suffering. Who wants to suffer? We ask ourselves. For the scriptures say in Romans 8, 17 and 18, and since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Yeshua, we are heirs to Yahweh's glory. But if we are to share in his glory, we must also share in his suffering. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal in us later. Let that be your strength today. Let that hold on to that. It said in 2 Corinthians, and that was Romans 8, 17 to 18. In 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, it says, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made in perfect weakness. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in persecution, in distresses for Yeshua's sake. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. For the more we suffer for Yeshua, the more Yahweh will shower us with a comfort through Yeshua. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for our comfort and our salvation. We must understand that. So we can patiently endure the same things that we will suffer. And we are confident in our sufferings, the comfort that Yahweh gives us. We need to be glad for these trials that we take in life. We need to be glad for them. And for myself, when I went some of the hardest, darkest days of my life, and I opened up the scriptures and Yahweh led me to the scripture that we will suffer the way Yeshua suffered, and we will suffer for him, and understand about this suffering, but understood that he will be watching over us. And he hopes for us for good and not disaster, giving us a future and a hope. And I tell you today, I understand many of you are going through pain, suffering, hardships, but do not be dismayed. It should never cause you to go astray or quit or get off the race or get off the narrow path. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Yahweh has a plan for us, and sometimes suffering is part of this plan. Job 6:10 says, at least I can take comfort in this. Despite the pain, I have not denied the words of the Holy One. It's beautiful. And I love when Job says in his word, I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary life. And that's where we need to be. 1 Peter 5:9-10 says, resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace who has called you to his eternal glory in Yeshua will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Remember that. Remember that. For the Bible says repentance brings refreshing. And pain and suffering is what's going to bring us to repentance. For if we have no suffering in our lives, we have nothing motivating us to repentance. Psalms 38, 15 to 18 says, for I am waiting for you, O Yahweh. You must answer me, for, O Yahweh, I prayed. Don't let my enemies gloat over me or rejoice at my downfall. I am on the verge of collapse, facing consistent pain, but I confess my sins. I am deeply sorry for what I have done. For repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. 2 Corinthians 7, 8-11 says, I am not sorry that I sent that severe letter to you, though I was sorry at first. For I know it was painful to you for a little while. Now I'm glad I sent it, not because of it hurt you, but because the pain caused you to repent and change your ways. It was the kind of sorrow Yahweh wants his people to have, so you were not harmed by us in any way. For the kind of sorrow Yahweh wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow which lacks repentance results in spiritual death. Just see what Yahweh's sorrow produced in you. Such earnestness, such concern to clear yourselves, such indignation, such alarm, such longing to see me, such zeal, and such readiness to punish wrong. You showed that you have done everything necessary to make things right. To understand that our Creator will never forsake us. And that's what he said. Even those that persecuted him, he will never forsake us. That's why he calls us to not be afraid or discouraged. He'll personally go ahead of us and he'll be with us and never fail us or abandon us. Deuteronomy 31:8. We must believe it. We must trust it and remember where Yahweh says that he will go and protect us and be before us. And he'll be wherever we go, he will go. And I love in Psalms 37, 30, 24 to 25 when it says, though they stumble, they will never fall. For Yahweh holds them by the hand. Once I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread. And Psalms 112, verses 6 says, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. I just remember when I go somewhere and I'm ready to cross the street and my little daughter is waiting there for me to grab her hand and walk across the street holding her hand. Think about that picture for a moment. Think about that little innocent child there waiting for my help, her father's help. And once I take her hand, she's comforted knowing that I'm protecting her. And think about our Heavenly Father. And think about how we are innocent, powerless, and how he takes our hands and protects us. And the innocent little children that are out there, and how he's used us to protect them and strengthen us. It's our trials that we are made stronger. It's in our trials that we are made stronger. We must seek him and call on him in times of trouble, not running from the trouble that he's given us, but understand he'll save us and he'll honor us. And we'll honor him. It says in Psalms 50, 15, call to me in times of trouble. I will save you and you will honor me. And we must be thankful to him at all times. And for our faithfulness, he will reward us. Nahum 1 verse 7 says, Yahweh is good, given protection in times of trouble. He knows who trust in him. He knows who trust in him. Psalms 147 says he heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and names each one, for Yahweh is great and powerful. There is no limit to what he knows. Have mercy on me, Yahweh. Have mercy. And forgive me, Yahweh, for trying to comfort others with words that are not of you. Forgive me, Yahweh. Forgive me, Yahweh, for not letting people experience the joy that comes in suffering. Forgive me, Yahweh, for not healing people with your scriptural words. And thank you for this teaching this morning and this reminder in this devotional today. It says in Romans 8:28, we know that those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Use us, Yahweh, to strengthen one another and be with one another in the future as we're going through these trials. To never feel good about anyone, even our enemies, going through this suffering, but to help us understand Yeshua more clearly is your ultimate goal. Psalms 119:50, my comfort in my sufferings is this, your promise preserves life. Let us remember that everyone watching right now and listening right now, his promise preserves life. His promise preserves life. Remember, if you take suffering out of the scriptures, there is no Messiah. There's no Bible. If you take suffering out of the scriptures, the goal, the purpose, everything is that we will suffer well. Suffer well. It's a great name to this devotional. Romans 15 verse 4 says, everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. The scriptures give us patience and encouragement so that we can have hope. So we can have hope. And then we come to Yeshua. To Yeshua. All the afflictions we suffer from in life, Yahweh is faithful and will get us through them. These situations are only going to build character, endurance, and faith. We must know that. As it says in the scriptures, the testing of our faith produces endurance. And he puts us through these trials for a reason. He disciplines us for a reason. Not because he hates us, but because he loves us. And he wants us to be strengthened. Remember, as we just read, all things work together for good. All things work. He doesn't give us evil, but he meant everything for good, even the things we don't understand in our suffering. So we understand we have to see his love in our trials. That's where we must get to a point. In Romans 8:35-39, it says, who will separate us from Messiah's love? Can trouble, distress, persecution, hunger, nakedness, danger, or violent death do this? As it is written, for your sake we are able to put to death being put to death all day long. We are thought as our sheep headed to the slaughter, and all these